This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, a reminder for those of you planning on tailgating tonight's festivities into tomorrow. Important notice for passengers flying out of Pittsburgh International Airport the morning of Tuesday, November 18th. Please do not arrive prior to 2:30 a.m. to ensure a seamless departure. Access to the new terminal, new parking facilities, and new roads will not occur prior to that time. So, for you tailgaters, parking lots open at 2:30. 2:30 for the tailgaters. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So much happening. I do want to tell you, before the half hour's out, the real-life story of a hero who was laid to rest over the weekend that didn't get anywhere near enough publicity as it should have, but I don't blame anybody. It just wasn't very well publicized, and generally things like this aren't. So it is what it is, but I feel incumbent to tell you about all of that. I do want to get into this, as there's been movement in all of this. How about Ja'Marr Chase flat out saying, I didn't spit at all in Jalen Ramsey's face?
He was saying that you spit on him? Did you spit on him?
I ain't never opened my mouth to that guy.
So what do you think prompted the reaction from him?
Well, he don't like some of the words I told him.
What are you saying?
I ain't spit on nobody.
So this was all post-game yesterday when it clearly showed that the Bengals receiver spit on Jalen Ramsey of the Pittsburgh Steelers. For his part, here's some of what Ramsey had to say.
He spit on me, so it's up. I don't give a f*** about after that, respectfully. I'm always going to be all for trash talking, s*** talking, stuff like that. I actually enjoy that part of the game. I think people know that. But and that's what we was doing. I mean, after the first one, the first little thing, the play before, he tried to, like, crack block me or whatever. You know what I mean? I got up off that. And then we got up talking s*** or whatever, and he snatched my mouthpiece off my face mask. And then that's when I mushed his face mask. And then whatever. That was just a little scuffle. But the refs told us right there, like, hey, y'all chill. No more of this. Cool. So, you know, I'm knowing, like, all right, no more. You know, just talk shit. Let's keep it clean so we, you know, everybody staying in, whatever. The next play, same shit. We was talking shit for real, which I'm cool with. And then, yeah, as soon as he spit, I ain't gonna tolerate that part of it. So, I'm sure the NFL, they'll do their due diligence. They got 100 cameras out there. They can investigate. They can see everything. I just told y'all was facts. First scuffle, y'all can see. Y'all go look at the video. He snatched my mouthpiece off my helmet. Then we got into it. The next play, all their camera views, they should be able to pull it up and see that he spit, and you know, and it's whatever after that, to be honest. I was still a little too nice, if I'm keeping it honest with you.
It's whatever, and it was whatever, and now Ja'Marr Chase is suspended for one game. The crazy part is he flat out lied. Now, he wasn't going to admit to it, I don't think, but he flat out lied. The other part, too, is there's nothing more demeaning than you can do to a fellow human, pretty much, than spit in their face. And he did it in cowardly fashion, which is, I have a helmet and a face mask on, you have a helmet and a face mask on, so it's not going to pay for you to punch me in the head because you might break your hand. So think of it in those terms. Kind of gets a free pass, gets to spit in somebody's face, and it is what it is. Now, let me ask you this, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. It is certainly an atypical workplace. So you can't relate it to what's happening here, your place of business, somebody else's place. It's a football field. And keep this in mind, too. The NFL, for as much as they want to eradicate nonsense, they got to have drama in which to sell their product. So all that jumbled up into one ball. Thinking of that. Was one game enough? Now, if you spit on somebody at your workplace, you probably get more than one day suspension. Or one game suspension, so to speak. Probably get fired. The NFL's not going to do that. Because they got drama to sell. They got games to play. And it's an atypical workplace where part of your vocation is hitting the other human with your body as hard as possible so as to maybe have them relent and quit that game. And really, that's what happens in football. So it's not the same scale as some other job. I look at this and I say, one game. And I would say this if it was reversed, if it was a Steeler spitting in someone else's face. Because I want the Steelers to win, but I'm not, you know, waving my terrible towel and painting my face black and gold every Sunday. It's just, I look at it objectively. I would have given them one game for spitting, certainly. And then I think there needs to be an additional penalty for flat out lying. He didn't get a half game in a half game. I don't think. You know, you look at it in terms of getting one game, that's all for the act. But there probably should be something additional, maybe a monetary fine, maybe something else. I think maybe even an additional game for how vociferous he was, he being Ja'Marr Chase, after the game and flat out saying he didn't do it. Because keep this in mind, and I don't know if the NFL has a camera. The angle that people saw happened to be one that was sort of a foul hook in a way. A fish swam into somebody's hook. Some guy on the sideline was actually filming kind of something else and happened to catch this from Cincinnati. And that's how it got out there, and it made its way all across the internet. It wasn't necessarily an official TV camera that was doing the game or an NFL camera. It was some guy that put on the internet last night that was from a TV station. So keep that in mind. I don't know if the NFL, without the help of that, it's just like the old Mason Rudolph stuff, what happened in Cincinnati way, way back, or Cleveland, excuse me, way, way back. That's never been fully meted out because the NFL couldn't get to the bottom of any audio. And I seem to think there wasn't any. But in this case, this only got caught because somebody who was on the field happened to film it. That being said, he would have got away with a lie, probably. I think he needs to get an additional game for the lie. One for the act, two for lying about it.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.